Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, why don't you give us a call? That's right, you can be part of the March of Science by simply calling the following number, 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. When you hear the sound, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make, but hey, you were simply too busy. You didn't think it was worthwhile. Here's your chance to get on over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, the number is 612-564-8135. Or go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. We have over 3 million fans on Facebook. And on Twitter, about a million people receive my tweets every week on Twitter. Once again, that's Michio Kaku, M-I-C-H-I-O-K-A-K-U. And once you get a copy of one of my best-selling books, I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is about the space program. It's called The Future of Humanity, all about terraforming Mars, building starships. Will one day we become immortal as we roam across the galactic space lanes? What does it mean to be a galactic space-faring civilization? And then in my other book, I talk about inner space, the future of the mind. Did you know that the things you see on Harry Potter, the things you see in the movies, some of the stuff we can do, for example, telepathy, reading minds, projecting thoughts, we can do that today. And who's funding it? The United States Pentagon, of course. And also telekinesis, the ability to move objects with the mind. In fact, one day I think the internet will become BrainNet. We will mentally send emotions, feelings, memories on the internet. That's going to replace television. It'll replace the movies. And we'll have instantaneous communication with our fellow human beings mentally. So find out what all the excitement is about. In my previous book, Physics of the Impossible, I talk about stuff that's way, way out there. We're talking about teleportation, starships, invisibility. We're talking about all the stuff you see in Star Trek, decomposed and put together in a form that you can understand. So the book is called The Physics of the Impossible. And so once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, what's the hesitation? Call 612-564-8135, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on about 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Okay, well, moving right along, why don't we take the first listener phone call?
Hello, good evening. My name is Edwin Velez. I'm calling you from WTAW via TuneIn. My question is concerning the universe. I feel at times, and I may be wrong, the universe could be like a living something, sort of like we are. You know, we are born and eventually we die. Like everything living, born, you know, fruits, everything lives and then eventually dies. even in space, the stars are born and they eventually die. So going back to what you were saying about dark matter and dark energy, you know, what we can't see, we know there's a force out there, dark energy, and we know the universe is expanding, you know, galaxies are expanding. Can you relate that in some way to how everything else that's living sort of starts small and expands? Thank you, Doctor.
Well, you asked something that has tantalized philosophers and physicists for many a century. And the question is, well, what is life? What does it mean to be living? And for that matter, can rocks be living? Can the universe be living? Can things that we once considered to be inanimate, can they be alive? In fact, that was the subject of a major science fiction novel by Fred Hoyle. Fred Hoyle was one of the great cosmologists of the 20th century. He proposed the steady state theory in opposition to the Big Bang theory. And he wrote a book called The Black Cloud, where the gigantic nebula from outer space actually visits the Earth, and, much to our shock, we find out that it's conscious. We can actually engage in a conversation with this gigantic cloud. And what is the cloud doing? It's on its way to understand the beginning of the universe. And so we caught it mid-flight. As it goes through outer space, the cloud wants to understand the origin of the universe. Well, first of all, it depends on what you mean by living. First of all, does that mean life cycle? If so, then the universe itself has a life cycle. It was born in fire. That is, it was born in this titanic explosion called the Big Bang. And it may eventually die in ice. Now, we physicists think that there are four stages to the life cycle of our universe. Stage one was this horrendous explosion that took place. It was too hot for atoms to form. Every time an atom would form, it would be ripped apart by heat. So that was the first era of the universe. We live in the second era. The second era is called the stellariferous era. In other words, the era of stars. Atoms began to condense. Hydrogen fused and lit up the universe. So the universe as we know it is in stage two. But let's face it, all things must pass. We go into stage three. In stage three, the stars begin to blink out. Our sun, for example, will eventually die when it uses up its nuclear fuel and dies as a piece of nuclear waste floating in outer space. That's stage three. Stage four is when the universe consists just of black holes and neutron stars. It's a very cold, dark universe out there. Stars don't shine anymore. It's very cold. And that's stage four. Then we hit stage five. At that point, even the protons themselves begin to decay. The entire universe becomes a mist, a cold, freezing mist of electrons and neutrinos. That's the final stage in this life cycle. Now, are there ways to change that life cycle? Well, yeah. Perhaps we're not going to end in fire. Perhaps we'll end in fire rather than ice. And that's called the Big Crunch. Some people believe that after a period of expansion, the universe will stop and begin to contract. As it contracts, stars begin to merge with each other. Things start to get really hot, and then bang, the universe bangs once again. That's called the oscillating universe, the fact that our universe could have multiple bangs. So is that possible? Well, yeah, because we don't know the far future of the universe. Where are we today? We are in stage two, and the universe is just, well, it just keeps on expanding. It's in a runaway mode. We thought that we would see the contraction of the universe, but nope, the universe keeps on accelerating. In fact, we call it the accelerating universe. Dark energy is pushing the galaxies apart. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll ask the question, is the universe conscious? Well, believe it or not, there's a debate about that very question. Okay, well, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we talk about whether or not cosmic consciousness can exist. And the number to call is 612-564-8135.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right, you can give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name. Call there to the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Here's your chance. Here's your chance to ask that question that's always been bothering you, but you just never had a chance to ask it. Well, here's your chance to ask it on national radio. Give us a call. Also, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what I'm up to, and find out about how you can interact with me on the web. You can go to my Twitter site at Michio Kaku. We have about 1 million fans on Twitter. Ask away, make that comment or question, and perhaps on social media, you'll get a response. So once again, the number to call if you want to get on radio is 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a rather cosmic question, and that is the universe alive? Well, the universe has a life cycle, as we mentioned. It has a birth, it has a maturation, and eventually it'll have a death. But is it conscious? Well, believe it or not, we physicists are not quite sure about this question. It goes back to something that we call quantum mechanics. That is a theory of the atom itself. Now, I teach quantum mechanics. I teach in a graduate program here at the university. And when I teach here at the college, I teach them that there is a debate. There is a debate that goes to the very heart of reality itself. Einstein hated this reality, but hey, what can I say? Einstein was wrong in this question. The quantum theory has withstood every challenge ever since it was proposed in 1925 by Heisenberg and Schrodinger. And it goes to this. How do you know the state of a cat? A cat could be either dead or alive in a box. Until you open the box, you don't know whether that cat is dead or alive. However, before you open the box, how do you describe the cat? We describe the cat as the sum total of all possible states of a cat. Dead, alive, asleep, awake, jumping up and down. And that may sound crazy, but you have to open the box to make an observation to understand the state of the cat. Now, you may say to yourself, this is crazy. You're telling me that the state of a cat exists on whether or not there's somebody there to observe it? Observation determines existence? That's crazy. It goes back to the philosophical question. If a tree falls in a forest and there's no one there to listen to the tree, did the tree really fall? Well, the average person would say, of course, stupid. I mean, if a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there to watch the tree, of course it fell. However, in quantum mechanics, you have to observe it to determine its particular state. This works for electrons. Electrons exist in multiple states. And what's the application of this? The transistor. That's why transistors make the internet possible. That's why we have laser beams. Laser beams are possible because of this curious fact that electrons can exist in multiple states simultaneously. Now, Einstein thought this was horrible. This is incredibly wrong, he thought. He thought it was downright stupid. However, what can I say? Einstein was wrong in this question. Now, here is the rub. Okay, here's the key to the question. Who makes the observation? Well, a human, right? But humans are conscious. Consciousness requires, observation requires consciousness. This means that consciousness in some sense determines existence. Now at this point, Einstein blew up and said, this is really stupid. And he thought that, well, quantum mechanics is undeniably successful, especially in the laboratory, but the more successful it gets, he said, quote, the sillier it looks. Now, there's several ways to resolve this paradox. One way to resolve the paradox is to assume that cosmic consciousness exists. Somebody has to make an observation for existence to take place. In other words, the universe may be conscious. The universe makes an observation, and that's why things exist. However, there's another way around it, which I lean toward, and it's even crazier. An even crazier way to resolve this question. And just remember, the Nobel Prize winners debate this question. You can go to any room, ask two Nobel Prize winners their understanding of the cat problem, and you'll probably get two different answers. The other answer, which many of my friends lean toward, and they are Nobel laureates, the other position is that the universe has split in half. That's right, the universe itself has split in half. In one universe, the cat is dead. In another universe, the cat is alive. And the universe is constantly splitting apart. So you now have a choice. If you want to become a quantum physicist, the two main choices are A, some kind of cosmic consciousness exists that determines existence, or in one universe, you have dead cats. In another universe, you have live cats, and the universe keeps on splitting. Now, if you think that we physicists are now totally nuts and have lost our marbles, well, just remember that some of the greatest minds of all time, Schrodinger, Heisenberg, Einstein, they debated this question. They debated the question for decades. And believe it or not, we still debate this question. You can go to any physics conference on the world and strike up a conversation and get into an argument about the Schrodinger cat problem. Okay, well, let's move on now to maybe something more concrete. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Sue, Muldoon, Alaska, KFQD. Dr. Kopku, about 1859, you talked about the massive solar storm and the effects that happened on the telegraphs and the possibility of having another massive storm again and how that would shut major systems down. Is this something that a Faraday case could solve for personal property like radios and possibly some of these small generators you can buy now? Is a Faraday case something that could protect some of the modern electronics that people are getting? Just curious. Enjoying the aurora in Alaska. Thank you.
Well, the short answer to your question is yes, a Faraday cage would indeed give you some kind of protection. But let me give you some background to this very important question. As you said before on Science Fantastic, in 1859, an event took place which could have altered the course of civilization itself. However, in 1859, there was no internet. We didn't have electric dynamos, radio, television, none of that. All we had back then in 1859 was telegraph wires. Well, a man named Carrington, he was a British astronomer, he was looking at the energy of the sun, and he noticed a huge, humongous solar flare that emerged from the sun. It was historic. You've never seen anything like that. And sure enough, a few hours to days afterwards, when the solar wind finally hit the planet Earth, 93 million miles away, there were short circuits, fires, in fact, started in telegraph depots around the world. And the northern lights went berserk. You could go to Cuba. The people in Cuba said that they were reading the newspaper at night and they looked up and saw the northern lights. Now, that's really weird. The northern lights you only see in the north. That is, if you go to Scandinavia or the North Pole, you can see the northern lights. And there it was in Latin America. Now, we physicists today, given those two facts, we can now reconstruct, using Maxwell's equations, exactly how powerful that solar flare was. And we realize, oh my God, if that solar flare were to happen today, property damage would be, according to one estimate by physicists, $2 trillion. That's trillion with a T, not trillion with a B. We're talking about blackouts taking place in power stations around the Earth. We're talking about blackouts in outer space. Satellites would be burnt out. In fact, on the space station, we have to actually warn our astronauts about incoming solar flares that may cause problems. So we're talking about massive blackouts all over North America. And we are sitting ducks to another Carrington effect. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll talk more about what would happen if civilization is thrown 100 years into the past with another Carrington event. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authorities are continuing to investigate the fatal shooting on the set of an Alec Baldwin movie in New Mexico. Officials say Baldwin was handed a prop gun by an assistant director, and neither of them knew it had a real bullet inside. The LA Times is reporting a prop gun had misfired a few times and that some camera and crew workers had walked out just prior to the accidental shooting because of working conditions. The film's cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, was killed, and the director, Joel Souza, was injured. Democrats continue to negotiate President Biden's social spending package, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The alternative is not a larger package. The alternative is nothing. So his objective is to continue to press forward, to bring the parties together to get a historic package done.
This is USA Radio News. It's the end of an era as another chain store closes its doors. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
The last Kmart store in California and the West Coast will be closing its doors before the end of the year. The closure of the Grass Valley location marks the end of Kmart's pharmacy business in the contiguous 48 states and marks the discount retailer's exit from the very state where it began. The first Kmart store opened in the San Fernando Valley in January of 1962, although the company had its home offices in Michigan for decades. Target is set to take over the Grass Valley location in the new year as it continues to buy up or take over leases at former Kmart locations in California and across the country.
The actor who starred with Tom Hanks in the 1980 sitcom Bosom Buddies, Peter Scolari, has died after a two-year battle with cancer. He was 66 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get right to a recording. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a call asking about the Carrington event of 1859, when a gigantic coronal mass discharge left the sun, hit the planet Earth, and caused a solar storm around the atmosphere that we've never seen before. The northern lights were seen as far as Cuba. Think about that. The people in Cuba looking up and seeing the northern lights. So what would happen today if we had another Northern Lights? Power stations would be wiped out. Blackouts. Blackouts around the entire North America. We would have power stations blown out and satellites, communication satellites that carry the internet, weather reports, television, they would go on the blink. Astronauts would have to be warned and civilization as we know it would be thrown back perhaps 100 years into the past, back to the beginning of the electric age. I had a chance to glimpse a little bit of this when we had a blackout here in Manhattan. And in Times Square, we had hundreds of people who could not use their credit card to get a hotel room. So what do? They had to sleep in the lobbies of all these hotels, these fancy five-star hotels. Now, think about that for a moment. If your refrigerator conks out, it means that food will go to room temperature and rot, and you won't be able to have dinner. In fact, food riots. Food riots would spread rapidly because food cannot be stored in refrigerators anymore. So Wall Street comes to a halt. Banking transactions cannot be made. Emergency crews, firemen, and police, they're paralyzed because there's no communication possible. The internet is down. Radio, television is down. And the gentleman asked, well, can you build a Faraday cage to protect yourself? Well, the answer is yes, but the cage would have to be pretty big. Sometimes in science fairs, you see the gentleman, a scientist, go into a large metal cage. That's called the Faraday cage. It was Faraday himself, 150 years ago, who would build these cages, electrify them, and dazzle audiences because all the electricity went to the outside perimeter of the cage, and the man inside was warm as toast. Didn't feel a thing. No shocks, no problems inside the Faraday cage. So a Faraday cage is a metal cage that completely encapsulates you, and you actually have one in your kitchen. Look at your microwave oven. Your microwave oven is covered with metal. It is a Faraday cage, and all the electrical impulses are concentrated inside the Faraday cage. And so, yes, that's one way to protect yourself, but another way to protect yourself is to ask Congress to pass a bill, just a few $100 million, to prevent $2 trillion in property damage. We could reinforce, create shielding for power plants on the planet Earth. We can build redundancy systems for satellites. But what was the response of Congress? They simply snickered and laughed. Well, let's take another short commercial break. You are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Why not? Why not be part of the March of Science? Why not give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. No call is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio when it comes to science. In fact, sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. You know, over 100 years ago, we had a young gentleman of the age of 16 who asked himself a children's question that changed the course of modern history. He asked himself a simple question. Can you outrace a light beam? Such a dumb question. Well, that child was Albert Einstein. And it took 10 years before he finally figured out how to answer this children's question. Can you outrace a light beam? And the answer is no. Because all the energy that goes into accelerating up to a light beam turns into a mass. You just get heavier and heavier, not faster and faster. So how much energy was turned into matter? Well, you can calculate it. It is E equals MC squared. In other words, the solution to a children's problem eventually gave birth to the atomic bomb and our understanding of why the stars shine and why the sun bathes the planet Earth in sunlight. Not bad for a 16-year-old child who changed the course of modern history by asking a children's question, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? So why don't you ask me a question? Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Now, before the break, we had a question about the Carrington event, and that is, a gigantic solar flare from the sun will paralyze everything on the planet Earth electrically and send us back maybe 100 years into the past. And the question is, how often are they? And what would happen if it happened today? Well, we physicists made a study. $2 trillion in property damage if we have another Carrington event. And how often are they? Well, we don't know. However, when you go to the North Pole, dig into the ice, you could recreate the conditions of the atmosphere of the Earth thousands of years ago. Not just hundreds, but thousands of years ago. And they went back to 1859, and sure enough, you can see a disturbance in the chemical composition of the ice of 1859. And then you look for previous ones, and then hopefully you can calculate the periodicity. That is, how often do we have these gigantic solar flares which can paralyze all of modern civilization? Well, it turns out there was another Carrington event, we think, before then. It happened roughly 200 years before then. So we think that on a scale of 100 years or so, we have these paralyzing events that can change the course of human history. In other words, we're due for one. We're due for another Carrington event. Now, I was reading about this the other day, and I was kind of shocked to find out that these solar flares actually periodically miss the planet Earth. They don't hit us. A direct hit is rather rare. We had a direct hit in 1859, but near misses take place rather frequently. We had a near miss just a few decades ago. In other words, we almost bit the bullet back then. So a word to the wise, let's start the process of funding, creating backup systems, shielding Faraday cages for our electronics, or else we too might be sent 100 years into the past. Okay, let's move on now to take the next listener phone call.
This is Wiley Slane, listening on KUAC-FM, Fairbanks, Alaska. I have a question for you about evolution. In the grand scheme of evolution, how come some predators and prey, for that matter, have poor vision? Wouldn't their vision get better and better after every generation in order to succeed? Thank you very much.
Well, the answer is yes. Take a look at the octopus, for example. The octopus hunts on the bottom of the ocean. Its eyesight is rather poor. However, it has tentacles which allow it to compensate for that. So, in other words, sometimes evolution does not go in a direction that you think, because things are hunky-dory as they are. The octopus hasn't changed in millions of years because it's stable, it's comfortable. Why should it bother to change as a consequence? It's perfectly happy with bad eyesight. Okay, well, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this is Science Fantastic. Once again, the number to call if you want to get on almost 100 radio stations is 612-564-8135.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift,
NobleLift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on national radio, why not give us a call? The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to a radio station, maybe you're listening to the internet, and give us the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, but, well, you never had the courage or you never had the opportunity. Well, here's your opportunity to get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is John Eganoff. I listen to your show on KFBX in Fairbanks, Alaska. And here's the question I have for you. If the universe turns out to be a cyclically expanding and contracting universe, would there be any measure of entropy that survives a contraction stage that would allow someone to know in the following expanding phase that it wasn't the first expansion? In other words, does any measure of entropy survive a contraction cycle and make its way into the following expansion cycle? Thank you very much. Enjoy your show.
Well, believe it or not, you ask a question that many physicists are asking right now. So let me try to explain. First of all, many scientists believe that perhaps the Big Bang was a quantum event, in which case it could happen again and again and again. In fact, maybe Big Bangs are happening all the time. And for example, perhaps our universe had a bang and perhaps it will bang again. It will perhaps oscillate. And then the question is, how do you test such an idea? Well, you say to yourself, it seems to be impossible. Because after you have a bang and a collapse, all the information is lost from the previous bang. So is it possible, therefore, to make a calculation that can predict where we are in this cycle of bangs? Well, believe it or not, the answer is yes. We can calculate the amount of disorder in the universe. Entropy is a measure of disorder. It's a measure of chaos. So there's what we call the second law of thermodynamics, which says that entropy always increases in an open system. And as a consequence, we want to calculate the entropy of our universe. And we find the entropy of our universe is rather low, astonishingly low. And some people say, aha, this means that we are early in the cycle of universes. That maybe in the next cycle, the universe will pick up more entropy, and we just happen to be early in the cycle. Now, at first, you may say to yourself, this is nuts. You physicists are talking about universes before universes, the multiverse of universes. When we can't even figure out our universe, already you're dabbling in a multiverse of universes. Well, yeah, we physicists are. Because we're curious about why we had the Big Bang. The Big Bang was a rather crazy event. We don't know why it banged. We don't know if it's going to bang again. And that's when we come up with these crazy theories to try to understand the nature of the Big Bang itself. Now, we know there was a bang. We know there was an expansion. But we don't know why it banged. We don't know how it banged. We don't know why it banged the way it did. All we know is that it did bang. One telltale sign is to calculate entropy. Entropy should perhaps increase after every cycle, and therefore by measuring the entropy in our universe, the disorder in our universe, we can tell how old it is on a scale of universes. So, believe it or not, we physicists are working on this. We have no resolution to the question at the present time. You may say to yourself that, my God, you physicists have too much time on your hands dabbling in multiverses of universes which cannot be measured. But hey, we are physicists. We like to measure things. And one thing that we would like to measure is whether or not we exist in a multiverse of universes. That's one of the hottest topics now in cosmology. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Dr. Michio Kaku, this is Curtis in Fairbanks. Call letters KCBF. And I'm wanting to build islands out of the molten lava off these volcanoes, such as Hawaii, and take these miles-long islands and pull them down to where they're needed to protect the coastlines or rehabilitate the corals. And what a massive adventure it would be. I know that it's possible because I've seen the islands floating in the southern hemisphere. I'd appreciate your comments. Thank you.
Well, if I understand you correctly, you're talking about geoengineering. That is, we see these volcanoes, we see gigantic geological activity on the planet Earth, and we say to ourselves, well, why can't we harness? Why can't we alter the course of geology on the planet Earth? Well, sounds like a great idea, but you realize that we humans are like tiny little insects on this gigantic ball called the Earth, and we simply don't have the energy or the technology to do so. Now, when I was in high school, I had an advisor, Edward Teller. He was the father of the hydrogen bomb. And he did have ideas about altering the geology of the planet Earth with hydrogen bombs. He wanted to use hydrogen bombs to dig canals, to dig dams, to do geoengineering of the planet Earth, made to order continents. However, as you can imagine, there was a lot of opposition to that idea. Think of all the radioactive fallout that would take place, and what happens if you make a mistake? So at the present time, geoengineering is something that is way beyond our capability, maybe for a Type 1 civilization, but not for us. We are a Type 0 civilization. Sorry about that. Okay, well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. You've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and you can get on the air with us if you call 612-564-8135. Why not be part of the fun? Why not get on Science Fantastic? So, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.